shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 48 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 48 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Solti and its most enthusiastic customer. Solti is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Solti's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Solti.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Solti.com.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. That's old news. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, you now have tons of options. Save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect. We scan your location and offer you the best TV and internet options. And we always have specials and promotions. So when you call, ask about that. Take 5 minutes of your time. Make this free call now and learn how to save money and get better internet and TV for your home anywhere in the U.S. Make this simple and free call now.
800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. That's 800-697-0433.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk Protein Powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Attention, you're listening to The Todd Huff Show, America's home for conservative, not bitter talk and education. Be advised, the content of this program has been documented to prevent and even cure liberalism, and listening may cause you to lean to the right. And now, coming to you from the Full Suite Wealth Studios, here's your conservative but not bitter host, Todd Huff.
Well, my friends, I hope you had a happy new year and that 2026 is off to a good start for you. We had a nice New Year's here. Of course, there's news that broke over the, I guess, holiday weekend with what happened with Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro. We'll talk about that today, my friends. That's what we're going to focus on. You know, it's interesting to me how, again, it's fascinating in this culture where we collectively are given about 2 seconds to decide what we think about an issue, something that happens in the news, something that a particular politician said or he did or she did something, whatever. We're supposed to come up with our opinions instantaneously. That's one of the things I fight on this program. I don't want to have knee-jerk reactions. You've heard me tell you before, I remember distinctly the day the Supreme Court ruling on the ACA, Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, was released. Wow, that was probably, I don't know, that was a while ago. That might have been, it wasn't quite probably 15 years ago, but maybe 12, I don't know. I remember people outside the court waiting, being handed the ruling, and people getting it wrong because, of course, something that Justice John Roberts did, where he changed his vote, they believe. Anyway, the point is, I would rather be right and clear thinking on an opinion versus first, because I'll tell you, I didn't know. I still don't know exactly all that I think about this. Hopefully some of that will be worked out today as we talk about it here on the program. But my wife and I, we're actually out of town for just a couple of days. We do this on occasion, take a couple of days to just to recharge and just get away from all the busyness and so forth, get rid of those crazy kids for a couple of days. We love our kids, but you know, just to get some time and just to relax a little bit. And we were out of town when my wife actually said, had I seen the news yet in the morning? I said, no, I hadn't. And then, of course, she could fill me in what was going on. So I still don't know entirely what I think about this, but I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to go through this and give you as much background and perspective on this that I can to explain what's really going on here to the best of my ability. Now, I will tell you off the top here that there is the public-facing side of this, the part of this about narco-terrorism and being a criminal state and all that sort of stuff. And there's also a lot of stuff behind the scenes, and that's where you get into, look, some of this stuff is straight, yeah, just probably not true. But other parts of this are probably really some mitigating factors behind the scenes, the circumstances, and so forth. This, of course, probably has layers and layers, and we're going to do our best to talk about it today, my friends, as we get here and hit the ground running in 2026. So, you know, one of the biggest challenges that we as conservatives have is finding ways to ensure our values align with everything that we do, the way that we live our lives. And look, I'm not saying overly politicize everything. I'm just saying coming to the realization that the things that we believe in can certainly be impacted by the way that we live our life. And that includes the way that we invest our money. It's what I love about what the team at 48 Financial is doing. They specialize in biblically responsible investing. That means they screen out companies that do not align with our faith, with our values, so we're not funding things that go completely against what we believe in. They do all the heavy lifting for us, helping align our investments with our purpose, with our goals. And the best part is that they have a tool available on their website for you to go to and to complete a quick assessment. It's painless. It's easy. I did it. You can do it too. 48financial.com/Todd. That's the website, 48financial.com/Todd. 48 Financial, because our money should be working, my friends, for our values. All right, so let's kind of set the stage here as to what happened, what's happening, or what happened, I guess, in Venezuela, and I guess the fallout and what happens next, all this stuff. So Venezuela is not just a foreign policy story. This is, oh boy, there's layers to this. And I would say at one layer, this is a discussion of liberty versus authoritarian power. Because at its core, we know that Venezuela is a leftist regime. Venezuela is, a socialist, Marxist nation. Maduro is a bad guy. Chavez before him was a bad guy. This is not simply America meddling in the affairs of another nation around the world. This is what happens when centralized power hardens a nation into an outright criminal state. And the United States is responding to a problem that is rooted in security, rooted in our national interests, not just ideology. So while this is, in one sense, the leftist ideology operating in Venezuela, it's not just about an ideological difference. This is about when that ideological difference leads to a hardened criminal state. So Venezuela has become a state that has, of course, become authoritarian. And as it is always the case, right? What's the old saying? Power corrupts, absolute power corrupts absolutely. And so the more power an individual is given, the more authoritarian and candidly mad, not angry mad, just crazy mad that these folks become over the course of time. They're allowed to do, because they're authoritarians, they're allowed to do whatever they want. In some extreme cases, they are worshipped. I'm reminded of Kim Jong-un and his father Kim Jong-il before him in North Korea. These lunatics actually, in some instances, make themselves or try to make themselves a god, which is patently ridiculous. It really is absurd that this happens, but it does. It does happen. Almost part of me thinks they almost want to see what they can get away with. How much crazy stuff can we do before these people are going to unite and overthrow our nonsense? I almost wonder if that's the thinking sometimes. Now, you've heard me talk about left versus right in the political continuum, the framework that I use. When I talk about a leftist, I don't view or I don't use the traditional political science ideological continuum when I talk about these things. I don't have at one end, I reject the continuum that has on one end communism on the far left and on the other end fascism on the far right. I reject that continuum. And the continuum I think that is correct, actually I know is correct, it views politics through left versus right on the continuum. The left end of the continuum is authoritarian, the centralization of power, that sort of thing, government control. On the right end of the continuum, truly at the far right end, you have absolute anarchy where there's no control, there's no law and order. It's every man, woman, and child for himself sort of thing. And the place that conservatism falls is on the right end of that spectrum, but not obviously to anarchy. So what conservatism says, look, we want the smallest government we can have that allows us to have the rule of law and order and, you know, safety and structure for people to be safe and to be able to operate and to live with some level of a functioning government without giving up their liberty. And so power is centralized on the far left end of that spectrum. And when power centralizes, dissenters must be suppressed. They must be silenced. They're often abused. They're often oppressed. That is what happens. The resources must be controlled. Because here's what happens in these heavily authoritarian regimes where they have control. They want to control everything. What happens is you have a controlled economy, which a controlled economy is bad for prosperity. It's bad for liberty. It's bad for having enough. It always leads to there being not enough resources. The resources are controlled and managed, and they're viewed as something that must be kind of divvied up by the state. Each person gets this much of this, and we're going to control that. Instead of allowing the free markets to go out and find ways to provide more resources so that it's not a fixed, controllable kind of metaphorical pie here that we're talking about. And so that's what happens when you go to the left on the political continuum, as Venezuela has. And at some point, the opposition on that continuum, if you're far left on the continuum, if there's someone in the opposition party, it becomes a criminal activity. And this is what happened effectively in Venezuela. So who is Nicolas Maduro? Maduro is, of course, the leader of Venezuela. He was until the United States raided and captured him here a couple of days ago. But he's the ruler, the leader of Venezuela. But the United States does not treat him, obviously, based upon what happened here, as a normal head of state. The allegations are that he is either the leader or at least a protector of a state-enabled criminal enterprise. So it's not just that Venezuela is a bad government that's being run by leftists who in many cases are starving their people, terrible things like that, things that are internal. Now it has become something that is affecting law and order outside of its borders. Now, suddenly, that becomes a problem for the rest of the world, and particularly in the United States, because this is in our hemisphere. There's a lot that stems from this, right? You've got, of course, drugs and violence. And you've got, of course, you've heard Trump talk about when he's talked about illegal immigration, the number of people that are here in this country illegally who are from criminal gangs in Venezuela, or they are from gee whiz. Sometimes Maduro released prisoners, violent prisoners that were allowed then to come into this country. It's gone from just a mismanaged state with a bad ideology to what is referred to as a narco state. Narcotics, drugs, criminal enterprise. So what does it mean to be an international narco trafficker? Because that's the allegation here. Narco state, narco trafficker for Maduro. That's not just a slogan. That is actually a classification in the world of legalities. That means someone who, in the case of Maduro, either knowingly enables or protects drug trafficking. They use state power, government power that can involve the military, the police, the courts, whatever, to help in enabling and protecting these drug traffickers. They facilitate cross-border narcotics movement. That is, of course, a factor. You will remember some of these boats that the United States has struck coming from these waters in Venezuela. And this, of course, all impacts United States security. This becomes, at some point, it's not just that you're mismanaging your own country. You're now actually impacting the sovereignty, the security of other states in your region. Now, this doesn't necessarily mean that Maduro was personally trafficking the drugs. What it means is that he was using his power to make it easier for drugs to be trafficked by some really bad people. Now, there were indictments from the United States Department of Justice that date back to 2020, back to the end of Trump's first term in Washington, D.C. in the White House. There have been Treasury sanctions describing state-linked trafficking networks. There have been guilty pleas by senior Maduro, folks on Maduro's side. They have pled guilty to crimes in this these types of crimes. So they're developed a type of evidence here, evidence that suggests that there were airstrips, there are airstrips in Venezuela that have been protected by the military that are being used to traffic drugs, that there are corridors that are controlled and protected by the Venezuelan military in order to get drugs trafficked outside of their nation, and of course, fast-tracking here to the United States. There were orders, allegedly, according to evidence, that the Maduro regime had told other senior officials not to interfere with these activities. So, that being said, there's not a single piece of evidence or a document that exists that's a smoking gun here. There's a heavy reliance on witnesses who are cooperating with our government. There are intelligence assessments. You've heard reference to the CIA. Of course, we've got military operations now. And there's a corroborated, they have corroborated the way that this network has been operating in Venezuela, in South America. And I say South America because it actually extends beyond just Venezuela. In fact, if you look at the documents, you'll see a reference to an organization called FARC. Now, I'm not going to read. That's an acronym for a Spanish-named organization that is a Marxist guerrilla organization that was founded in Colombia. This organization funded the revolution through the sale and distribution and trafficking of cocaine. They have been designated a terrorist, organization, and they are now involved in, they have been involved for some time, organized crime. Now, there was a, I guess, what do you want to call it, a negotiated agreement within Colombia in 2016 that officially demobilized the criminal, supposedly, the criminal element of FARC. In fact, FARC became a political party within Colombia. I don't know what its name there is, but basically, the way that it was operating in Colombia to fund revolution there has been stopped from the official organization. But there were people in the organization who didn't want to stop, just like anything else, right? You have the group that they come to a negotiated settlement, you know, end of their official existence as a internal terrorist organization, this guerrilla organization in Colombia that's pushing Marxism. They say, fine, we'll get into politics. We'll stop that operation. But there were dissidents. There were people within that group when they disbanded that said, listen, we still believe in this revolution. We still believe we're highly committed to the cause of Marxism. And so there's these factions, these people that still exist. They formed criminal enterprises and groups. The same people exist looking to have these same routes, drug routes protected and so forth. And they have the same drug economy. And so the drugs are actually, I've done a lot of research here. From what I can understand, the drugs are actually being grown and produced, I guess, in Colombia. Where Venezuela comes into this is that Venezuela, the government protects basically the passage of these drugs from Colombia out to ultimately here and other places, I guess, in Central America and so forth. The distribution, the trafficking of these drugs outside of South America. And if you look on a map, you'll see in extreme northern South America, you'll see the nation of Colombia, the nation of Venezuela. They share a pretty large border. And so it's jungle terrain, but they've been working, these FARC revolutionaries, these Marxists that are still kind of operating that way, they're working with the Venezuelan government. Because I initially thought, wow, is Colombia going to be someone who's next? Well, Colombia is a little bit different. Colombia's relationship with the United States is one of cooperation, and they are fighting. They are trying to identify and stop FARC, whereas Venezuela has been enabling them to traffic and move the drugs through the networks that are allegedly protected by the Venezuela military. So, lot to unpack there. That kind of gives you a little bit of a framework for where we got to on whatever that was, the morning of January 2nd, I guess, or 3rd, 2nd or 3rd. Anyway, so I got to stop there because I'm up against the clock, my friends. Before I take that much needed time out here, friends, there's a lot of confusion out there about Kratom. You've probably read the headlines, heard the stories, and most of those stories are based on synthetic junk, garbage that isn't real Kratom at all. Real Kratom is tested, handled with care, and that's exactly what you get from Christopher's Organic Botanicals, family-run company. They partner directly with farmers in Indonesia. Every batch is lab tested. There's no chemicals, no fillers, no shortcuts. This is a trusted herbal option that's been used for generations and a real alternative for people looking for something that doesn't come with a pharmaceutical warning label that is a mile long. You can start with the Kratom Starter Pack. Use coupon code TODHUFF. You'll save 10% off your first order. Visit ChristophersOrganicBotanicals.com. That's ChristophersOrganicBotanicals.com. Coupon code TODHUFF saves you 10% off your first order. Truth, tradition, transparency, my friends. Time out for me. Back here in just a minute. Ladies, when was the last time you truly pampered yourself? Tea bath products makes it easy with luxurious organic tea baths, mists, and soaps that nourish your skin and soothe your soul. Men, these natural gifts will make her smile. No harsh chemicals, no artificial anything, just natural ingredients you can trust. And the best part? You can save 15% right now with promo code TODD at teabathproducts.com. That's teabathproducts.com. Tea bath products. Elevate your self-care today.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevate your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. Call the Hotel Wiz right now. 800-507-3777.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 48 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 48 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts. Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. EMAX Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit EMAX Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Welcome back, my friends, to the Full Suite Wealth Studios. It's again my pleasure to be back at it today. We've had two short weeks. You know what? Really quickly, before we get back into this, we've had two short weeks. Of course, Christmas week, we were here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. New Year's week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We took off Thursday, Friday, both of those weeks. And so we are back at it here, my friends. It reminds me, as I think about the holidays, I didn't talk about this. This is a little bit off topic, so hang in there with me. I'll just talk about this for a moment. But for those of you who have listened to this program for some time, you may have pieced together, if you've listened to me talk about some of the teams I like, you may have noticed or may have figured out that I had a crisis on my hands on New Year's Day because I'm a fan of the Alabama Crimson Tide. And I grew up a fan of the Indiana Hoosiers as well. I'm not far from Bloomington. I'm going to say 35 minutes, I guess. I'm something like that from campus. And, you know, we've been to football, basketball games there. IU is not, has not been a football school until some guy strolls in that he says, Google me. I just win. His name is Kurt Cignetti. Fantastic football coach, turned a program around in ways I did not think possible. IU football is one of the worst programs, and I'm not saying this to be mean, just as a matter of fact, based upon the data, IU football is one of the most, it was at one point, it had the most losses in Division I football history. I think because of their success, someone has passed them, so they're maybe second most losses all time or something like that. So I was in a bit of a crisis. Now, I'll be candid. I was always more of an IU basketball fan growing up. Bobby Knight being the coach, Steve Alford, Calbert Chaney, all those folks back in the day. Keith Smart hitting the jump shot to beat Syracuse in the 1987 national championship game. I mean, Alan Henderson, lots of Hoosier greats, Isaiah Thomas in the early 80s. But anyway, it was tough. I didn't know. I truly didn't care who won the game. IU thumped them. IU looked, I've watched Alabama football pretty consistently for 20 some years. And I am not aware of a single game that looked like that. Now there's other problems at Alabama. But that program, it was interesting to watch what has historically been the worst college football program, Indiana University, literally take out the most dominant college football program for the past roughly 20 years in the Alabama Crimson Tide. Of course, Nick Saban's gone. We're in the era of NIL and all that stuff. But the bottom line is it was a remarkable game. And I was pleased to see the Hoosiers. I'm pulling for the Hoosiers. I told folks, whoever won that game between my Crimson Tide and my Hoosiers, that's who I was going to root for. So it's a remarkable thing here to witness. And I enjoyed it, but they thumped the Crimson Tide over the weekend. And I was really neutral. I really was. I think maybe slightly wanted to see it for IU. Alabama's been there. But, you know, I'm a guy who's I've loved Alabama football. My grandpa it was a team that he had, you know, interest in. And so I just kind of picked it up that way. But regardless, just wanted to mention that. Go Hoosiers, go win this national championship here. That would be a phenomenal story. Absolutely phenomenal story. But let's get back to it here. Let's get back to this discussion about what's happening in Venezuela and why Trump sent in, the military to capture and bring Maduro and his wife to the United States. So I mentioned before the break, the cocaine production is primarily coming from Colombia. Colombia is the world's largest cocaine producer. I mentioned to you FARC and the people who are still down for the cause, who are still exporting the drugs, and they partner with Venezuela. Venezuela is not the factory producing the drugs. Venezuela is the, I guess you could say, the hallway through which the drugs travel to get from the metaphorical kitchen out the front door of the house, and then, of course, delivered or trafficked wherever else those drugs are headed. So, Venezuela, again, just to kind of quickly go through this, the coca is grown in Colombia. There's armed groups like FARC or the dissidents that remained as part of that Marxist revolutionary group in Colombia that are still working to traffic these drugs. This cocaine, it's you know, very expensive. They're trying to protect their product, so they're looking for safe routes to export the stuff. And they move the drugs east from Colombia into Venezuela. That's where Maduro's regime kicks in. Allegedly, they protect the airspace, they protect the ports, they give them blind spots on radar. They tell basically the government not to interfere from there. And then from that point, the drugs can move north into the Caribbean, to Central America, Mexico, and of course here in the United States. And now that becomes our problem, right? Or at least you can see the argument. Now, it's Venezuela. I hit on this initially, but just let me make this point clear. It's Venezuela, not Colombia, that's the target. Colombia, as I said, actually tries to fight the traffickers. They cooperate with the United States. They extradite criminals. Venezuela doesn't do any of that. They shield traffickers, allegedly. They don't cooperate. And they align with our adversaries. Now, that's where this gets even deeper, because when you look at the power struggle and the problems in Venezuela, you'll also see some American adversaries being introduced into the story. So China gets involved with Venezuela. China's, of course, a geopolitical foe here, or at least a threat to us geopolitically. They provide loans to the Venezuelan government, who is, of course, absolutely mismanaged. It's a disaster because of the Marxist socialist policies they've enacted there. They give them loans that Venezuela then basically gives as collateral oil. The loan is backed by oil. And so this gives China long-term leverage, and it gives them control over oil exports from Venezuela, who, according to reports, has the most known oil reserves in the world. So this keeps Venezuela dependent upon the Chinese. When you're dependent upon the Chinese, they can begin to exert influence and control, and that's not good, especially in this hemisphere. For the United States, you've got Russia involved. Russia has some sort of military alliance or partnership with Venezuela, and then, of course, when you have that sort of thing, this you know, you go back to the Cold War era, where remember the USSR, the Cuban Missile Crisis. Now that was closer to the United States' back door. Cuba's 90 miles from Key West. Venezuela is further south, but Venezuela, heaven forbid, if the Russians, if this got really dicey here and, you know, there's a conflict, we could face a missile strike from Venezuela much more quickly than we could face a strike coming from Russia. So there's that. Again, not that that's anywhere near happening. It's just, these are the threats, and the people protecting this country take those things very seriously. But not only is there a Russian and a Chinese influence in Venezuela, there's also an Iranian influence in Venezuela. The Iranians have helped teach the Venezuelans how to avoid well, how to do things on the down low, I guess. How to evade sanctions. They've provided them with some additional logistical support. They've given them some insight into how to manage sanctions and so forth, and how to do some of these things behind the scenes. And of course, we've got Cuba as well, who has a partnership, a relationship with Venezuela. They have basically shown the Venezuelan government how to do communism correctly, I guess, in the sense of controlling what happens when it comes to your people and opposition and so forth. So, got to take a time out, my friends. Running long this segment, I want to remind you, if you're putting your logo, if you have a business, if you work in HR, if you are a business owner, if you're in marketing, if you're looking for a place where you can put your logo on almost anything, check out Red, White, and Brand, whether that's apparel, trade show materials, promotional products, print. If you're looking to put your logo on something, Red, White, and Brand is here to help you. RedWhiteAndBrand.com is the website. Promo code Todd will save you 10% on your first order. RedWhiteAndBrand.com, promo code Todd. Time out for me, my friends. Back here in just a minute. Ladies, when was the last time you truly pampered yourself? Tea Bath Products makes it easy with luxurious organic tea baths, mists, and soaps that nourish your skin and soothe your soul. Men, these natural gifts will make her smile. No harsh chemicals, no artificial anything, just natural ingredients you can trust. And the best part? You can save 15% right now with promo code Todd at teabathproducts.com. That's teabathproducts.com. Tea Bath Products. Elevate your self-care today.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts. Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Time flies when you're having fun. Doing our best to set the stage for what's happening in Venezuela, why the United States decided to go in and capture Maduro. Of course, there's all sorts of problems. And of course, there's this fury, this, emotional outburst about Trump's comments saying that the United States is going to effectively run Venezuela for a period of time, which, again, if you take its leader, I mean, you're going to have to figure something out here. There's going to have to be some sort of a transition. This is not, just not something that is no big deal. So, obviously, that doesn't come as a surprise to me at all. I was surprised to see that we did this, and I'm still not entirely sure all the things I think about this, but I'm trying to paint the picture so that we understand what's going on here. And friends, let's be honest, when your financial world starts getting a little more complicated, you need more than one-size-fits-all advice. That's where Full Suite Wealth shines the brightest. Their team specializes in working with families and individuals at your level, offering personalized guidance that goes far beyond the basics, from private equity, private credit, to option strategies, and coordinated legal planning. Full Suite Wealth helps you see the big picture and make confident decisions about your legacy. It's all about having a dedicated team guide you every step of the way so you can focus on what matters most, your family, your goals, your future. If you want real confidence in your financial life, check out FullSuiteWealth.com. Again, that's FullSuiteWealth.com. Build your legacy, secure your future. Okay, so you hear a lot of people say this is about oil. And this can be so deceiving or misleading. Let me tell you what that doesn't mean. This isn't about United States stealing oil. This isn't about the U.S. going down there with the intentions of simply taking over the oil and profiting from it. This is about, again, I painted the picture as to what the legal justification is here. So we don't just have a government that is mismanaged. We have a government that is acting like a criminal rogue state that is putting other nations at risk because it refuses to act in a way that protects the people of other countries. These are real problems. People die from this. This creates all sorts of crime and problems in these other nations. And Venezuela has simply allowed it to happen because it's a financial benefit to them. So the degree that this is about oil is that the strategic leverage that this could have. And again, we mentioned China and their partnership with Venezuela, and the way that this whole entire scenario has kind of gotten to this climax. That's not good, having Chinese influence over the oil. Now, these are other factors that had to be discussed and considered. And candidly, there's probably others that we don't know about. Oz mentioned to me election interference. That could certainly be a factor here. There could be other things happening that we don't know that may have moved this to the top of the list to be addressed immediately. But who controls the production and the exports? The exporting of oil is a big factor. And where that money goes and what it's being used for, certainly if it's used for things that are directly opposed to U.S. interests, can be something that our government can and should have a concern about. It's a good thing if we stop oil from funding authoritarian government survival. There's a lot of problems that stem from authoritarian governments, not just within their borders, but you think about things like illegal or just migration in general, people trying to flee from that, human rights, all those sorts of things. So why is this a direct risk to the United States? Number one, you can't have a state-enabled situation, circumstance where drug flows are protected by a nation, by the government. That gives them stable routes, that allows them to send more higher volume, and it's harder to stop that, number one. You need cooperation from other governments, not the provision or the allowance of these things to happen. A criminal state aligned with hostile powers, when those converge, that creates a problem for the United States. Organized crime combined with geopolitical factors can be a big, big deal. And it creates an environment that creates real threat to the United States of America and her citizens. Now, when you have a safe haven, you have all sorts of things that are allowed to happen, like protection of these groups, these drug runners, intelligence cover. There can be the creation of false documents, money laundering. I mean, the list goes on and on. There, it destabilizes the region. We talked about migration, people wanting away from this stuff, corruption within the nation. It begins to corrupt the area. The cartel, which is a big, big threat, begins to spread. You normalize criminal sovereignty. If states can do things like run drugs, should they still be treated as legitimate states or as something else? And at some point, international order begins to collapse. So that's all the time. I had some other things that I want to get to. I just am out of time, my friends. I hope this helps frame the issue, what's going on there, but I got to run. Thanks for listening, SDG.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Ladies, when was the last time you truly pampered yourself? Tea Bath Products makes it easy with luxurious organic tea baths, mists, and soaps that nourish your skin and soothe your soul. Men, these natural gifts will make her smile. No harsh chemicals, no artificial anything, just natural ingredients you can trust. And the best part? You can save 15% right now with promo code TODD at teabathproducts.com. That's teabathproducts.com. Tea Bath Products. Elevate your self-care today.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code TODD for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code TODD.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code TODD for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek, explore, taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code TODD to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.